Hey everyone, welcome to the seventh episode of Lemonology, the knowledge sharing platform. My name's Grant Pringle. I'm a senior account manager at Pearl Lemon Agency. And today we've got a very special guest, my fellow colleague in crime, Chill Simulalo. How are you doing, Chill?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking, Grant. Hope you are too.
Yes, I can't complain. Nice and early for a change to get up. And, you know, it's great to chat to someone, as always, in another country abroad. So for all of you who don't know, Chill is based in Philippines, in the amazing city of Manila. And Chill kind of heads up our lead gen team. So, Chill, I'd love you just to give our audience and listeners and audience a bit of an overview of who you are, your role, and how long you've been at Pearl Lemon.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yes, I'm Chill, and I'm one of the senior lead gen specialists in Pearl Lemon for lead generation. So I've been here with Pearl Lemon for almost 2 years. This coming August, I'll be exactly 2 years in Pearl Lemon. So congrats to me, I think.
That's a long time.
And yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
In Pearl Lemon, it's about 20 years, right? So 1 year equates to 10 years. The amount of knowledge we grow, you know?
Yeah, I think, actually, to be honest, I think Pearl Lemon, if I'm not mistaken, started 2016. So okay. It's like, you know, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so for lead generation, I'm basically setting up the, you know, automation for LinkedIn, for optimization of the LinkedIn profile that we are using for our clients, for us to gain more leads and traction, okay. And setting up the, you know, connection request, and anything under the sun about lead gen, I can, you know, discuss more tips or suggestions about how to be an effective lead generation specialist, I think.
That's fantastic. So I'd love you just to kind of walk us through when starting to build a campaign. I know you've worked with thousands of clients, and from our understanding, we would love to just kind of ascertain and get an understanding of where does one start by building a lead gen campaign and the various types of campaigns you get with LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah, sure. So for lead generation, basically, of course, you need to understand what the client wants, what they wanted to target, like the job title, how big are the, you know, the size of the company is. Okay. And you also need to know what industry they would like to target. This, you know, it differs. And sometimes they also have this specific request that these are just the list that you have to contact, or sometimes they have this list that don't contact this existing clients that we have. So that happens. And aside from that, we also need to set up the LinkedIn profile that we are going to use for LinkedIn outreach. Of course, it needs to be optimized because it needs to look professional. So what we suggest is we make sure that the job title is updated, and okay. Of course, like the tag, business development manager at Pearl Lemon Leads, where I mean we do SEO outreach, something like that, and then make sure that working history or working experience is updated, as well as some skills, featured sites or featured case studies, videos, etc., and some recommendations also, from at least 3 to 4 recommendations and volunteering experience. So those are the usual things that needs to be optimized in a LinkedIn profile.
I think it's important. Aside from that, yeah, I mean, just to look at the profiles, Jill, is this a standard profile that you would create of an existing person that works for the company, or is it just a made up type of profile on behalf of the client?
It actually depends on what available profile is there. Because to be honest with you, I've been trying to create a dummy account. It's hard because LinkedIn is detecting it if it's a fake profile. So what we're doing is we're building a LinkedIn profile that, you know, we can freely use to say, for example, my profile was used for different campaigns. At least if it gets blocked or something, and I need to prove that it's mine, then I can definitely just send my identity and it can, you know, we can lift the restriction of this profile. So that's very important.
Definitely, because obviously some of our clients are not at liberty to give their personal details out, you know, their own LinkedIn profile. So it obviously makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And we don't really suggest using clients' profile for LinkedIn outreach.
Is there any specific reason besides the, you know, the privacy aspect of it, or is it just because it's easier to manage?
As far as I remember the explanation of Deepak, it's for it's better if we're the ones who's going to manage the responses. I mean, they shouldn't see it.
Okay. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, they've given us
leads. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they've given us the, you know, the whole aspect to manage and run the campaign. So I think we need to take it full speed ahead and don't let them get involved to a certain degree. But obviously, when it comes to getting leads, if leads do filter through and inquiries, then we can pass it on to the client, right? Or email them.
Yeah, so it depends also on how what's the instruction of the client. Say, for example, they wanted to take over the lead, then okay, fine, let's pass it on to them. But sometimes they wanted to just go ahead and ask the client to book a call and then send it over to me. So it really depends on the client. But let's say, for example, we have this, you know, the commercial law client, and, you know, sometimes we cannot really answer the inquiries because we don't know really much about the law. So, yeah, it's better to ask them.
Specific industry knowledge, we can always pass on a certain question to the client. They can answer it on our behalf. We'll answer it, and then we can get back to the clients. Exactly. And then obviously there's a lot of jargon, terminology and things that we might not understand, but I mean, that's kind of outside our parameter, but that's kind of the only reason where they come in to assist. So that makes sense. I think, and then like you said, you know, so to a degree, there's some clients that prefer to take over the leads and give you know, follow up on those leads. But in other cases, we'll also have our own team handle those leads, and then we've also got a cold calling team, Rachel. So our cold calling team, where Jay heads up our cold calling team, so we can obviously pass it to. That's kind of working down the funnel. You know, you've got your top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, and bottom of the funnel. So that's kind of getting the sales through. So I think that's obviously when it comes to omni-channel. So we've got lead gen, email marketing, and cold calling with. Where it happens all simultaneously. So, it's just good for our viewers and listeners to understand. So it's not just limited to, you know, the client taking over the leads, but we can also handle that internally because we are a full top of the funnel to bottom of the funnel marketing agency. So I think that gives us a real advantage ahead. But Chil, so just getting back to the targeting parameters when it comes to setting up a LinkedIn campaign. You mentioned, obviously, one needs to look at the various aspects. We all start with LinkedIn Sales Navigator, right? That's the targeting tool to define the audience.
Exactly. So, we use this premium feature of Sales Navigator. So we're paying for that like around £66 per month. And that's really useful because we actually have certain parameters or filters that is not available on the regular LinkedIn. So it really helps us, you know, filter the leads. Then after that, another thing that we are doing is, of course, we don't want to, you know, do things manually because we are going to connect to 1,000 leads. So because there's like a requirement or a KPI that we need to reach for the client. So say for example, okay. The client wants us to reach out to 1,000 leads per month, then you know we can actually set up an automation for that. So we have been using various tools for LinkedIn, like Ulink, HeyReach. We've used before Sendzilla. So those are the tools that we have tried already. So far, we've been using Ulink for a couple of, I believe, from the day I started here, we've been using that. So it's really a tool that I would suggest for anyone who's going to do automation. So far, it's a good tool. I can, you know.
And you've obviously got your various steps from an automation perspective, right? You got your first step, welcome message, your second message a few days later, and so forth.
Yeah, exactly. So it's almost the same as email automation, wherein there's a first email, let's say, for example. But for LinkedIn, it's going to be a connection request, and then a welcome message, then the rest are like, it will be sent after three, four, five days if they did not respond.
Okay.
So it's really a good thing that we have this five steps, follow-up messages, so that, you know, sometimes they don't really care about the first step, but they wanted, you know, they wanted to connect on the second step. So, yeah. So more chances.
Yeah. Perfect. So Chill, I just wanted to check with you as well. So I think we are going on the various steps, you know, because the aim of it is just to kind of build more interest, and we'll obviously spice and change the copy up. So we do. Can you also tell us about A/B testing? Because when it comes to writing copy for these various steps and different tier markets, you know, we might be running one client campaign, but two different categories. So you've got your tier one category, your tier two category. So maybe we're targeting smaller businesses in the first tier and larger businesses in the second tier. So we'll obviously alter the copy for both markets or both categories, and then we'll do A/B testing for both as well. So we'll create two sets of copy for both categories, if that makes sense. So can you just explain to our listeners why it's important to do A/B testing for copies?
To be clear with that, A/B testing is usually done actually for email outreach, which I believe will be discussed separately. But yeah, just to preview that, A/B testing is actually done for lead generation. Just say for example, the first copy doesn't really work, at least we have a backup, you know, two different copies that sometimes the first copy or the first segment A is actually too long, so they're not interested, and then we go to second segment B would be a different title, but it could be a same content, I mean same body. They might not be interested in the body, but they the title caught their attention or the subject line. And then for the third copy, it depends if it's going to be a totally different, or maybe it's going to be a shorter copy and
copy.
same or different subject line. So that's just it. And then, you know, the contact list will be separate or divided into three.
Okay.
So we just need to basically monitor the results or the report, who's producing more, you know, more leads on these three different copies.
Okay. So I think that gives us quite a really good overview on how this is run, you know. So I think all in all, it will be good to just basically understand the various processes involved. But I think, Jill, you've given us a really good understanding and overview of the processes involved. And obviously, when it comes to Pull Lemons campaigns, you know, we run a variety of campaigns internally as well, you know, to promote our business and various subsidiaries when it comes to that. So I think we obviously, what we preach and do outside for our clients, we also preach and do internally for our own businesses to target the best accordingly to optimize as best as we can. But I think that's just to give everybody a really good understanding of what goes behind the scenes in the day in the life of Chill and her team when it comes to lead generation. And yeah, I think what we'll do, folks, is we'll also share some valuable insights into some of the platforms such as LinkedIn Sales Navigator, as well as Ulink, which is the connecting platform and our automation platform that we use. And then also we use Zoom.info, right, Jill? So that can also be used for cold calling. So we also use
Zoom
LinkedIn. We also use LinkedIn to generate target markets for our cold calling. So it's quite useful.
Yeah, exactly.
Fabulous. But
it
Jill,
is really useful.
I just think there's so much more to cover, and I would really love you back on the call again for our next podcast. There's going to be lots more to cover in lead gen down the line, but I think this is just a very short overview to give all our viewers. I know that we have to get back to the grindstone now, so without further ado, it's been really great having you on board, and thank you so much for the valuable insight that you've given us, and see you shortly at work.
Yeah, thank you so much, Grant.
Thanks so much, Jill. Have a great day.